Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mike Spirit FM. And now, connecting through the eyes of medium Sarah May, all-seeing, all-sensing, all-knowing. Sarah May, the celebrity's choice, the top UK medium of TV and radio, will be sharing her natural empathic healing gift with you to communicate to the spirit world, sharing music, special guests, and much more. The airwaves are now open to connect. Call Sarah now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. If you're calling from outside the USA, then prefix 001. Or connect to blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM and connect via Skype. And now, please welcome Sarah May.
Well, hello everybody. Good evening, good afternoon, good morning and welcome. That covers all parts of the world for all of you that are listening, that are not in my local country, which, well, my only country, which is England. You are listening to the last show of Connecting Through the Eyes of medium Sarah May, but it doesn't mean it's the end of me, because I'm still here. It's just unfortunately an ending, and obviously there will be new beginnings coming from that. So it's a little bit sort of happy and unhappy, because you know what it's like when it's your last day of work. You feel a little bit sad, don't you? So I had a little bit of sadness today, but I feel happy as well, because I know that new doors are opening, and I'm like I say to everybody when I read for them, life is like a wheel. Even though you feel sometimes you're stuck, it's always moving and you're always moving. So I'd just like to say thank you so much to each and every one of you regular listeners that have come on and listened to my show, interacted with the show, those of you fantastic people in the chat room that keep it going as well. I'm in there saying hello to everybody, and I think my guests can see the chat room as well. So they might not be able to come in and say hello, but they can see what you're saying. Well, what can I say? If anybody does want to dial into this final show, please do so. Free calls from America, 760-283-4611. If you're dialing outside of America, prefix by 001, 760-283-4611. Obviously, there will be a fee or a charge for that, so you do need to check that with the people that obviously would have whoever you have your bill with. Other way of coming in and getting in touch with the show and contacting us for a reading is to go via Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM, www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. That brings you to the show page. You will see the telephone number there. And on the right-hand side of the telephone number, there's a little Skype button. Okay, only small, but it's there. And when you come in, you'll see that it says Show Live. And you just simply click Connect via Skype, which is obviously free for everybody if you're using the internet. And you can come through to the show and have a reading. Alright, this show will be recorded, so for anybody that wants to listen back to it, just go to the Blog Talk site, click on it, and you'll be able to listen back. It will be on my Facebook page, Medium Sarah May. Any of you can add yourselves on there. You are all very much welcome to do so. Another way to get hold of me is Twitterers, May Sarah May, quite an easy one. My website I'm reconstructing at the moment, so the best ways to get hold of me are Twitter and Facebook at the moment. Okay, I've got some fantastic guests who I'll tell you about in a little while. And I do want to tell you about a couple of events that I've got coming up. On this Saturday, I'm working with Haunted Evenings. It is a sellout. I mean, I shouldn't really tell you about it if it's a sellout, but it's at the Fairfield Pub in Leicester. It's fully booked. It's got about 90 people there. And we're going to do a fantastic evening with Maria my friend Psychic Medium Maria, you'll find her on Facebook. She works on Sky Television with me, and we're like psychic sisters. We tune in quite well together. And we'll be doing an audience, mini readings, there will be a meal, and afterwards, the Haunted Evenings chat, Justin and Tony, will be doing, they'll be going around the pub, see if we can find some spooks. So I'm really looking forward to that. Okay, and the reason why I've mentioned it is because when we see the landlady on Saturday, all of you people in Leicester or anybody that wants to come to this in the future, we're going to do these as a regular event. So we will be rebooking, and that's the reason why I've mentioned it to you. Right. I am in talks with, well, we've got a show up and coming, a radio show, with the fantastic and very beautiful Aura Parisia. And I am privileged to be doing a radio show with Aura. We're both very similar energies, and we're going to join ourselves together across the pond. Because those of you that don't know Aura, she's actually in Canada, okay? And she's a fantastic ambassador for the work that we do. So I'm really looking forward to that. We haven't named it yet. We've had a few giggles about it. But in the coming month or so, you will see, and we will advertise. I don't think you'll be able to add Aura on Facebook because she's full up, she's that popular. But you'll be able to find her, Aura, Aura Parizien. I think I've got that right. She's in the chat room. She'll probably tell me off if I haven't. And you'll be able to find her on her website. There's a blog there and all sorts. So it'll all be announced on there as well. And again, with myself on Facebook, really looking forward to that. I've got an events company that I have confirmed to be working with, but not on the paranormal side of things. Fantastic Grant Collier is there, the guy that works with them on paranormal, and they are www.spooksavers.com, Spooksavers, and we've got some fantastic events coming up with Britain's Master Top Palmist, Robin Lowe and Grant Collier and my very self. And we're really going to bring you some lovely events in and around the country. So do check out the Spook Savers site, www.spooksavers.co.uk, but try .com as well, just in case. You'll know when you get through to it. And I'll talk a little bit about that a little bit later on, because I've got something connected with one of my guests, connected with one of those shows. So we'll have a chat about that later on. What else have we got? I have things in the pipeline as well. I'm in talks with a couple of people for doing events. I'm not going to mention those yet until it's actually concrete, but again, something that I'm quite excited about. I mean, that's all I can really tell you about me for the moment. That's how you can get hold of me. I have a couple of fantastic guests on. I have a gentleman, and I have a lady, okay? Those of you who have seen the ads on Facebook will know who's on the show, but those of you who are listening in Native America and all around the world who just connect in via the blog talk shows, you won't know, all right? But I would like to bring in my first guest, and this guy, well, is fantastic. As I talk about him, I get choked up because he's a very special friend of mine. And he's a guy that I worked with on Sky Television. I both worked with him on a present, he presented me, and he also produced me as well on certain shows. So we built up quite a rapport, became very good friends. And he also came, I did an audience with this guy called Jerry Humphries, and you will all know of him on the Blog Talk Network. And Jerry Humphries and I used to work on the radio together. We did an audience, and the guy that I'm about to announce was our compere. And he is Mr. Nick Stepani. Hello, how are you?
Beatty, how are you?
I'm lovely. I had to have you in on my last show, Nick.
Oh, bless you. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
You know, when you just, you know, you've got somebody that, you know, I've got Nick here. You know, and yeah, I've got to tell you, everybody, when I used to drive up to the television studios, I used to leave it a little bit close to the knuckle, did I, Nick?
Just a bit.
And Nick would be phoning it and saying, darling, where are you? and I'm 5 minutes away, get the hair straighteners on, and I'd be there at the doors, and Nick, like a husband, used to have the hair straighteners on and ready, waiting for my hair to be straightened. He didn't have makeup artists, by the way, it wasn't that posh. But I've got to say, Nick, the last show that you were on, the same studio, I came up to see you, and you actually had a dressing room.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, the questions that I had, don't want to sound like a diva or anything, but I thought, no, come on, Nick, you know, let's raise the game, so to speak. So I requested a dressing room. I requested cheese and pickle sandwich. Come on, you know, go to the studio, and it's fine. You know, they provide it.
How did you manage that? I bet somebody went to the garage, didn't they, Nick?
I think so.
So tell us what you've been up to, or tell us a few little stories.
I've been doing a voiceovers. I've been doing a live TV show on the Sky called Mad Bid. Now that's off air at the moment, having a little break. But I'm doing a lot of paranormal work. Also, I've got some offers to do a few little bit of acting roles. I haven't done acting for quite some time. So that's I think I probably need to brush up on the acting skills.
Oh, no, I think you'd just be fine, Nick. Honestly, you know. we used to have a giggle on the telly, didn't we, Nick?
I might do a Silly Bang advert. See, the people that in the UK, I'm not sure if you're familiar with a product called Silly Bang, but Sarah, do you want to just explain it? You got time?
Oh, Nick, in brief, we were the first people when we had a presenter and a psychic on Psychic World TV, when they changed the format, and Nick was the presenter, and I was called up to say, Sarah, we're changing the show, and we'll have a presenter, and I said, okay, fine. And who is it? And they said, it's Nick Sapani. And I said, oh dear. And they said, don't you like him? I said, oh, I love him to bits, but I guarantee you we will giggle. And Nick, what did we do?
Yeah, we giggled until we cried, which was fantastic.
We laughed all the way through the breaks. But I used to do a healing. I used the airwaves because I'm a Reiki master, and I used to have a picture of all of the chakras, and I used to use this yellow sort of crystal called yellow quartz crystal. Yeah. And the only way that I could explain to Nick how it worked when it was twizzling round and going down the chakras was that think of it as though it's like a silly bang. You found it quite funny, didn't you, Nick?
It was some good memories, Sarah. Really good memories. Loved it.
Yeah, and you're working with one of our colleagues now when you do the paranormal events, aren't you? Do you want to say a little bit about that and who it is?
I'm working with a guy called Dom. Is that what you mean?
Dom Phillips, yeah. Give it the whole name.
Well,
Nick.
I thought, hang on a minute, you know, who could you be thinking? working with Dom, doing various different paranormal projects, but we've got one in particular. I can't say too much about it, but we are working with a major channel, so watch out this year in England. And of course, you know, who knows, it could come to in fact, I know for a fact that Don has signed some contractual agreements for some DVD releases for the States, but without talking to him personally, I can't go into more detail with that. But yeah, there's a lot going on.
He's doing very well. And if you look on, I think it's on YouTube, you will see a live reading on Sky Television that I actually gave to Don. But I predicted quite a few things that have happened. The only thing he hasn't got is his black 4x4.
Yeah.
There's something, isn't there?
That's
so,
right.
You got to, so that they're at the Skewed Inn in Wales, aren't you, tomorrow, Nick?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, I'm in Wales. I'm in
Abergavenny, Nick.
That's the one, yeah. Abergavenny. Yeah, I'm here. Absolutely fantastic. I've just literally been on top of a mountain, so I thought, flipping Nora, I've got a live link to do. So shot back down this really winding road, only big enough for one car, and my goodness me, hit a bit of a water patch, let's say that, you know. And but, you know, we made it, so it's all good fun.
The last time I saw you, Nick, actually, you did a radio show. You still doing your radio show?
No, I've stopped doing that because I'm concentrating on other things. But it's, yeah, obviously something I'd go back to in the future.
Yeah, and prior to that, we were at the Woodchester Mansion with the GSI Paranormal Group.
Absolutely.
We had strange goings-on there, didn't we, Nick?
It was weird, very weird, yeah.
Very weird.
It is a fascinating location. It really is. Absolutely.
It's never been lived in, that's the amazing thing. It's very old and nobody's ever lived in it.
It's not, obviously, finished.
No. It was, you know, there was floors missing. But we had a little bit of a sort of an antic when we went to get the car in the morning.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Have you got that on YouTube?
I know there is definitely a clip. If you can search Nick Stoppani, which is Stoppani, and then free rolling, there should be a clip that comes up from a guy called Chris who is connected with the mansion, and he had his camera there, and we decided to do a little bit of a fun video, didn't we?
We did. We came back to get the car in the morning, my friend and I, and it had completely moved sideways around the car park, down, and was hanging off the edge of a wall with the handbrake on.
Absolutely, yeah.
So it's on film. So if anybody wants to go and check that, Nick Stoppani, NICKSTOPPANI.
And then rolling.
Free rolling. Also, Nick, if they want to get hold of you on Facebook, they need to look for Nick Stoppani Presenter.
Sarah, I've got a page. Click like, and that would be really, really appreciated. Check out all the stuff. Basically what I've done is now I'm going to be totally honest for people that are not too familiar with what I do. I mean, I've come through a bit of a rough patch, and I know we all have rough patches, but Sarah, my goodness me, and of course your next guest, Mandy, you know, I just want to say, seriously, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for everything that you have done, the support, the encouragement, absolutely everything. And I know that some of my problems can be minute to what other people are going through in the world. But that said, when I was at my lowest, I really can't thank you both from the bottom of my heart. It was unbelievable, really unbelievable. But yeah, the Facebook is Nick Stoppani Presenter. So just find that, click like, and get involved. Be part of madness. That's what I was saying.
And you would have heard Nick all over the Mike Spirit shows every day, every week, because he's done the majority of the voiceovers for the shows. So, you know, he's there available for voiceovers as well, aren't you, Nick?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Okay, my darling, where are you going now?
I'm going to go back up to the mountain. basically, what we've done, we've locked the camera off. Now, hopefully, it's still there, but it's tell me, it's literally a 3.5 grand camera. We've locked it off.
Right.
Don't tell me why, but I'm hoping it's still there.
Could you pop back down the mountain before the end of the show and let me know if your camera's still there? Because I'd be really worried now.
Yeah, I'll send you a text.
Send me a text.
Before I go, darling, can I say a big, 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 massive, huge, ginormous hello to Mia and to Molly. Now, these two girls, my goodness me, what beauties. They are absolutely fantastic. And Sarah, I know they're in bed now, but my goodness, I just want to say to them, thank you so much for making me laugh and making me giggle. It's been beautiful. It really is.
Oh, well, there's always a giggle when you're around, Nick, isn't there?
Well, you've got to have a laugh.
It's just not possible not to laugh with Nick Stoppani. The amount of times I was actually presenting on the television and the door opens and he's lifting his shirt up and rubbing his belly, you know, while I'm trying to compose myself.
Like TV, what's all about? You've got to have a laugh.
You certainly have. And lucky to be.
The way I look at it, Sarah, I mean, I've worked with people that are very, very... No. They're no different to you, me, Joe Bloggs on the street. It doesn't matter where you're from, you know, your background, we are all the same. And people forget that nowadays. And I just think to myself, you know, everybody's equal. That's the way I look at it. And I really do. Not enough people have that viewpoint.
That's right, Nick. Definitely right. Well, listen, Nick, off up your mountain to retrieve your camera.
Oh, wow.
And thank you so much for being on my last show. We'll be working together again, I know that.
Oh, we sure will. We sure will. Get your Sillet Bang at the ready.
Sillet Bang. Boom, boom.
Love to you.
Love you, babe.
Bye.
See you. Bye. Bye-bye. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go over to a song. And this is a special song chosen by the lovely lady, my lovely guest, that I have coming on next. And you know, I am so inspired by this lady. We've been talking on and off for a couple of weeks now. I'm surprised she came on my show because I thought, oh, I'll ask. I'd really love to come on. And she was straight there. I'd love to come on. And I thought, wow. And I'm just so chuffed because to me, she's an ambassador for what she does, the way she does it, the clarity of the way she does it, and all the different aspects of work that she does. And ladies and gentlemen, we've got a song coming up, which is Eva Cassidy, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And this lady, when she opens her shows, she will always have this song. The lady, my lovelies, is Mandy Masters, and I'll be talking to her after the song. Thank you. and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops, away above the chimney tops, that's where
I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 0741116839 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Well, there we go. Mandy, my darling, Mandy Masters, are you there?
I'm here.
Hello, sweet. I do apologise for that. I had requested for the ad not to be played, because I wanted it to flow. I wanted your song to flow and to bring you in. So I must give you my apologies for that. It was out of my control completely. But Mandy, this is about you, my darling. And we connected a couple of weeks ago, didn't we?
Yeah.
Where I came in on Facebook. You see, I'd added you as a friend quite some time ago. And I didn't get in. And I thought, oh, it's okay, Mandy's, you know, obviously very busy, she's a, you know, very popular lady with what she does. And then about a month or so ago, I suddenly found I was friends with Mandy Masters, and I thought, wow, I was really chuffed. And then I thought, I've got my show coming up, and I got an idea of all the people I wanted on it, and you were one of them, Mandy. I'm very, very, very fussy in particular about people that come on the show. And by chance, I messaged you and said, Mandy, I've got a show on the radio. I'd love you to come on. Will you come on?
Yeah.
And you were straight back. I thought, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And from that, we started talking and Skyping and shared a few readings between the two of us, didn't we?
We did.
And had a few giggles, especially when I was sat there with my platy, and I looked like Hiawatha the one day.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, as I say, thank you so much for coming onto the show. I really, really appreciate it. And I know you are going to be an absolute wonderful guest for everybody to see. Those of you that don't know you, because I know you will have a following and your followers will be listening to the show. But for those of you who don't know you, they'll find out a little bit about Mandy Masters. And Mandy, I don't know whether you want me to ask you questions or just if you want to talk to me and tell me what you are, what you're about, and what you do.
Okay. Well, it's up to you. You can ask me questions and then go from there if you want.
You talk, sweetie.
You want me to talk?
And I'll come in and ask, I'll feed off you.
Okay. Well, those that don't know me, yes, I am Mandy Masters, and a lot of people now class me as the walking earth angel. I've been doing this for many, many years now, and again, those that don't know me, I was born fully demised and born without arms, so that my feet are my hands. And I wanted to do everything normal, but the spirit side is, it's just amazing in what I do now. You know, I do many, many things. The newest thing that is amazing is my trance work, and those that have actually witnessed spirit entering my body and my voice changes, it is unbelievable, and it even shocks me now when I do shows, and at the end of my shows I let the spirit talkers, that's what I call them, and all I know about them is they are from the fifth dimension. And they enter my body, and people will actually witness that my voice changes. And then they mention the heaven world, which is obviously where our loved ones go. And what has been happening is people's relatives are actually then entering my body, and they're talking like themselves. So it's like everybody is like, wow. I never promise that you're going to get your loved one, but, you know, it is just amazing when you hear my voice change. So that is another thing that I do. I also, can I mention what magazine I work?
Yeah, go on, Maddie, I was going to ask anyway. You tell them all about it.
Yeah. About 8.5 years ago now, I was approached by a well-known magazine called Take a Break, Fate of Fortune. And I've been with them for 8.5 years now. I have 3 columns. I have one that's called Mandy's World, and we talk about all sorts of things. I do Mandy and Meaden on the Road, and Meaden is one of my special guides, and we do live phone readings. And it is lovely because my colleagues from Take a Break go out to many towns all over the country, and they obviously look for 2 people to have a live phone reading with me. And it is amazing because how my spirit talkers work with me, I like to be able to give you evidence that you've had a loved one in your company. And I like to be able to, maybe if they've heard you have a conversation. And if I can give you a conversation that you've had either within the last couple of hours or something you've done last week, it shocks people. I mean, I done a show the other night, and I gave this gentleman a message, and he said it 3 hours before what I told him he was talking about. And it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I can vouch for that, Mandy, because you said something to me, at least 2 or 3 things that actually happened the next day.
Yeah, yeah.
Things that were unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a bit personal, one thing. My brother probably wouldn't be too pleased if I mentioned it, which I won't do. But, you know, it was almost like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
The next day. But to actually experience that yourself as the communicator, me, for somebody to do it with you, it's like, wow. And you then realise the effect you have on people.
Yeah. You know, it's with this trance work now, it is becoming a big thing because people, when I first started doing shows, I used to get all my messages before I went. I used to write down who was going to be at that show, what the message was. But then, you see, I then got told by my guides, let's do a special phone box. let's call it calls from heaven. And that's what I do. And they showed me this special phone box that everybody would be queuing up to get in. Now, they must have a coin. So I'm thinking, oh, okay. So everybody that comes to my show has a raffle ticket, but that's their coin. And that's their coin to make that call. So as soon as we pull out that number, I go to that person and I ask them, who do you want me to make the call to? When I bring that person up, connecting with them, and I make the call, then amazing, the information that comes in. And, you know, I always say to people that, you know, if there's something that your loved one's giving to you or a name and you don't understand it at the moment, just hold that, because it is amazing what happens ahead. I always say spirit world are our best advisors. You know, to be able to give people conversations that they've had, things that they've done. And when, you know, you get your skeptics saying nobody can give the future, well, that is rubbish, because I've had many now come back to me and told me that I'd predicted this. And one thing I always say is, I can't give you the lottery numbers. If I could, would I be here? I'd be doing lottery all the time.
Yeah, common questions, Nick Mando.
But, you know, I've decided to give phone readings a little break for a year, but I now understand why I've got to give them a break for a year. I got a vision, and this is what my guides do. They give me a vision, and I got told I'm to do body read. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, body read. And they showed me, he's sitting on a chair, and I've got a person lounged out in front of me. Now, my feet, Sarah, they are like hands. Yeah. They're not like your smelly feet that people have. They are very, very much like fingers. And I was told that I was to place my toes on a person's head. I was to have all this tranquil music in the background, and I was to put my toes on the person's head, and I would first of all relax them, take them for a really chilled, so that their body was so relaxed. And my guide said to me, you will read their mind. Oh, okay. But then I also got told that wasn't it. I was to then go down and read their feet. I was to put my feet on their feet, and apparently their toes will tell me a lot. So I thought, right. So obviously I needed to look for some guinea pigs. And I was doing a gathering at my home one night, a trance gathering, and I was telling these people about it. And a young lady offered to be my guinea pig. But what was amazing is my guide said this body read was to be called the Angel's Touch. Now, when the young lady came and tried the body read, she thought it was absolutely amazing. The information that I was being given from the head and the feet, and then I'd do my amazing crystal read and my card, she said to me, she said, do you know, you don't know what I've got tattooed on my back, do you? And I said, no. Well, I was amazed. She had got in big letters on the back of her, angel. And I was so pleased. The fact that my new body ring would be called the Angel's Touch, and my first guinea pig had angel tattooed on her back.
Wow.
How amazing.
Yeah, and you do see yourself as the Earth Angel, don't you, Mandy?
Yeah, well, yeah, because everybody seems to label me that now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not just anybody's reader. I do care about anybody I read for. You know, I've made lots and lots of friends now. And everybody says to me, you're an Earth Angel. And, you know, I always feel that I don't need arms or hands to heal you. I feel my voice will do a lot.
Yeah.
And my toes, I don't know, they're just magical. Absolutely magical, Sarah.
And, you know, Mandy, before you actually went fully into the spirit communication side of things, you know, as working as a spirit communicator, you used to do hair and makeup, didn't you?
Yes. I from an early age, I absolutely loved makeup. And as I got a little bit older, Obviously, I always do my own makeup and my hair. And then people were wanting me to do like shows where I would be on stage and showing how I would make a person up. You know, I suppose watching somebody pluck someone's eyebrows or cut their hair, put their makeup on with their toes, it's like, to you, it's like, wow. To me, it's nothing. It's just
normal.
And I loved the punks. I love punk rockers. And I'd ask my friends, oh, let me shave your hair, let me pierce, you know, let me do piercings. And my brother actually let me pierce his ears as well. I was a beautician, first of all.
Mandy, just to sort of digress a little bit, there was a lovely little story that we shared between us, which I don't know whether you want to share it with everybody, but remember when we first connected and I said to you, I think it was Bob, who's Bob?
Yeah.
That was a lovely story. Is that something you want to share or do you want to keep that personal?
Jog my memory on that story with Bob.
The granddad? The dad or the granddad when you were born? Who was connecting with your mother and wanted to see you.
Yeah, no, that was Tom.
Tom. Go on.
Tom, yeah. Yeah. He was, you know, this guy from Cornwall obviously read about me when I was born, and he contacted my mum and asked whether he could be my grandpa. And obviously, you know, my mum and dad were a little bit dubious, first of all, of this gentleman. But my mum became pen pals with him. And obviously, he became a part of our family. And he invited us to Cornwall, to his farm. But, you know, Tom Oldtree was a very spiritual man, and he was a trance medium. And he, I was only a baby, and I was very unwell. And my mother said to me that, Grandpa, we was visiting him, and my mum was telling him that I hadn't been well and I don't know what's the matter. And he took me and he was rocking me, and my mum said it was really spooky that he started crying like me. And then he told my mum what was the matter. And, you know, he also said she will go very far in her life. She will also be a leader where disabled are concerned. Because, you know, my disability, you know, I try not to let anything get in my way. You know, I've always wanted to try and lead a normal life. And, you know, people used to send Tom Oldtree pieces of like, items like a hanky or a sock, and he would be able to tell them what was wrong with them. And I always believe that maybe he is one of my very special spirit guides, because for me to do trance like I do, it seems weird that Grandpa did it.
Yes, definitely.
You know?
Yes.
You know, my guides won't let me know who they are. They tell me I don't need to know, but, you know, I work well with them. And
you know, Mandy, I was told once, and I don't know whether I believe it or not, I'll be honest with you, but it interested me. And because I've got guides as well, I've got quite a lot of them. And my main one is Chan, who's a Chinese guy. But I was told by somebody that your guides are actually your family in spirit. For example, Chan could be my dad. I don't know whether I do or don't believe it, because if my dad came to me and started talking to me, I'd probably disbelieve it more than a Chinese man in a green embossed dress and a little pointed hat. So I wonder, I do wonder if maybe it is our family members that are close to us.
Yeah. Well, if they are, I mean, they're doing very well working with me, because, you know, I've just gone from strength to strength.
And,
you know, I just want people to see how I work as a trance medium, you know, to be able to sit in a big audience. And all I do, Sarah, I just take two deep breaths, and then apparently I make a little bit of a funny noise, and then I'm gone. I don't know where they take me. Although we have just done an interview in the magazine, the editor wanted to do a story of the spirit talkers. So it was amazing that, you know, they came and interviewed the spirits. And it's an amazing story. And, you know, I just want the whole world to see exactly how they enter my body and they know everything about people. It's just, I always put the maze ball.
Well, I looked on your Facebook because you said to me, Sarah, have you looked at my trance? And I kept saying, well, I haven't looked yet. And I looked the other day and I had to hunt for it, I'll be honest with you, Monday. And on your videos, I found it. And there was the trance of three or four different guys.
Yeah.
Different personalities completely. Your voice completely changed.
Yeah.
And you were reading for people. I don't know if you got a family member through in the one or whether it was the guide that was talking to this person.
Yeah.
Who was just delivering information, free
yeah.
flow,
yeah.
to this lady. And this lady, Brenda, I think it was. If you, I'm not very good at
yeah.
remembering names,
yeah. Mandy. Yeah, she actually was having the body read. And actually, what I didn't say, when I go and read the people's feet, Mother Earth, who is another spirit talker, you would have heard, she enters. And you can hear from my voice, and then when Mother Earth enters, my God, what a wonderful, wonderful spirit. So, that, yeah, that was the body feat.
Yeah, I've seen you in trance, Mandy. I've been to one of your shows.
Yeah.
I was invited, come see Mandy Master, she's absolutely amazing. And it was in the meeting, and I was on the front row. And
yeah.
I loved the show, I really did.
Yeah.
And yes, you did sit on the chair.
Yeah.
And you said, I'm going into trance now. And you went into trance.
Yeah.
And I have seen you. And I know I'm coming back to see you again.
Yeah.
I mean, if anybody wants to see you, Mandy, I mean, dare I say this, because I know you're fully booked nearly everywhere that you go. But it's almost like taunting people. They may have to wait years to see you. But we're looking on www.mandymasters.com. And we'll put that in the chat room for everybody to see. If you want to Twitter Mandy, Mandy and I both discussed that we're not great Twitterers.
Oh.
I think as women, we're sociable, and I like the Facebook. I like chatting
yes.
on the Facebook.
Yeah.
Twitter, I find, is quite odd sentences, and that's it.
Yeah.
But you are available. Is it Twitter Mandy Toes?
Yes, I think so. At Mandy Toes, I think.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
And then you do the body readings, you do all sorts,
yeah.
and you dedicate your time to these. So whoever wants one of these may have to wait a little while, but it will be well worth it. And you've got some events coming up as well, haven't you, Mandy? Can you remember what they are? You've got one in Essex on the 29th of Jan. Is that one fully booked?
29th of Jan, I've just done that.
Oh, right. Thank you, Mandy. Wake me up.
I've got two shows in Essex, but they've all gone now. The tickets are gone there. But I am in Nuneaton, May the 17th.
And I'm coming to see you there, Mandy.
And it is on my website. You know, so it'd be lovely to meet people there. But also, can I just say about Facebook, you know, people say you can have your good, it can be good and it can be bad. But, you know, I've got the iReading group and I've got Heavenly Wonder 2. These are groups that I have set up. And the newest one that I've done, Sarah, is the pets eye readings. That before Christmas, I could not believe I was told to start looking at pets' eyes. And
yeah.
It's amazing. So these are, and I've got a drawing group as well. These groups are free. These are my gifts. When I read somebody's eyes and give it, it's called Mandy's Eyes Readings to the Future, I give them as gifts because I feel when people come to see me, I want to give something back. But the special room on Facebook is Heavenly Wonder 2, and that is where I've got 900-odd people in there now that when you've lost somebody, you know, it's a nice place to go in. And everybody, it's like one big family, and we
yeah.
talk about loads and loads of things. I'm not in there 24/7, but I know I've got my people in there that are who I call Mandy's Angels. And they're helping everybody. And, you know, I get in there when I can. But it is a very, very special room. And
yeah.
Facebook, you know, it can be really good.
Definitely. I always use it in a positive way, Mandy. Many don't.
Yeah.
I've seen some negative stuff, and I just think it's pointless
yeah.
because it feeds and it spreads.
Yeah.
So if you're going to feed and spread, be positive. If
yeah.
bad things are happening to you and you're unhappy
yeah.
and somebody has upset you, nobody needs to know. You know, keep it private. and spread with positivity, and that spreads. And you know, same as on television, I always used to do Reiki on the telly and try and send it down the airwaves, because it's something that I could give for free. So I always used to do a meditation or a chakra cleanse or something like that. Yeah. And Facebook is free. And because it's free, let's use it in a positive way.
Yeah.
Definitely. I would like to say, Mandy, anybody that wants to get into your Facebook page, get in there quick, because you've only got 23 places left.
It's such a shame I'm only allowed 5,000 people. I mean, you know, I'm going to have to go down the list again, and the ones that are deactivated, I'll have to take them off. But, you know, another thing what I like with my spirit guide, sometimes in the morning I'll go on there, like I put a bit on there today, my guides say, and they give me so much information. You know, some people are put on their Facebook, straight away they want to go to my page. They want to see, has Mandy put her thoughts today, or have I put what my guides say? You know, and it is amazing when people say, they you know, to read that, they then get their positivity for that morning.
It's lovely, Mandy. And when you sprinkle everybody with angel dust, I just love that.
Oh, you know, it's amazing. When I feel that, I call it Mandy's special angel dust, and I put them little dot things, don't I? Type all them little dots.
Yeah.
And I thought, whether it's going to be Mandy's angel dust today of positiveness or upliftment. But, you know, on the bad side, you know, last year I went through a real horrible thing with jealousy, spiritual medium, and you know, that was quite a sad thing to think that there are mediums out there that can be so green-eyed, and they shouldn't be. We are all as one. Like Nick said, everybody is the same. We just work differently, and this is what I wish people would understand. You know, I've been doing what I've been doing for 19 and odd years. I'm just this ethics girl, you know, that's here just doing my job. And I just wish everybody would be pleased how everybody works. There's far too much of the bitchiness and the green-eyed monsters.
Yeah, you know, you find it, or you've done well. But the thing is, if you've done well, Mandy, because you've worked really hard to do it, you haven't been given this on a plate. You've worked really hard, and I've worked really hard to get to where I am. So not that I'm anywhere special. I do stay on the girl next door. We do have to be guarded sometimes. You know, I found, you know, certain people come back, and I love that. I love it when there's been an upset or an upheaval, and it turns around. The energy is just so much nicer. You know, and you know, my dad always said to me, never let the sun go down on an argument. But there's some people you just won't get across to. And on a crystal level there, I would say, if you feel like people are getting at you, or people are envious or jealous, or just unkind to you, or making you feel bad, get yourself a solidite. Do you agree, Mandy?
Well, you know, coming to crystals, you know, I do crystal reading, but I don't, this sounds really crazy, right? The crystals, I don't know what none of them mean.
Yeah.
Okay. When I teach people to read crystals, I say to them, you've got to look at them as stones. But I don't understand it. I don't understand none of the crystals. So.
Yeah, I don't know them all, but I know the ones I bought myself. I mean, Kenny Arthur's guy, who I used to work with on television, is brilliant with crystals. She's an expert with them. But solidite takes away negativity. It protects you. And it helps you to grow inside, grow with an inner strength.
Yeah.
And it's like a dark blue one. Dark blue. I like the dark blue stones, but like you, I'm probably drawn to colours and shapes, and I prefer the rough stones to the smooth ones as well. But we're all sort of choose different ones, and black, for example, will take away negativity as well, the colour black.
Yeah, my black crystal in my bag is my stressing stone, but, you know, the way I teach people my cards and my crystals, it's a very unique way, but as I say, they're not. People are not to look at them as what the crystal means, the true meaning. It's, you know,
to be drawn to them.
Yeah, to what spirit is telling you. You know, what spirit is telling you. And this is how, you know, if I end up doing a crystal reading for somebody tonight, see how I work.
We will do, Mandy, we will. We're going to go through a song. I'm hoping we don't play the ad because I know we're coming up short to time because it's sort of 5 to 10 now here in England. And Mandy, we'll go over to a song and then we will open up telephone lines and we will take some readings between the two of us.
Yeah.
Okay, darling. So the next song is Have We Done She's Just a Girl, She's on Fire, Mandy. My brain has gone. We have. I've lost it already. How about that? Do you know what song we've got next, Mandy? I love this one. I found it really uplifting. We Are the Champions, because we're all champions, by Queen.
Oh, bless.
There we go. We'll talk to you later, everybody.
I paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes I've made a few. I've had my share of bad kicks in my
FM, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411168396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
There we go. I think I've been sabotaged, Mandy.
Oh.
Never mind. I'm only the host, but never mind. Anyway, sweetheart, that was We Are the Champions by Queen. How did you find that song? I love that song.
Yeah, it's very powerful. It's lovely.
Yeah, you know, so for anybody that's been through a bit of trouble, and it talks you through it and then brings you up by saying you're the champion. It's absolutely lovely. I love Freddie Mercury. I think he's brilliant. So anyway, Mandy, we do have a caller online.
Yeah.
And I think, producer, do you think we've got Sharon online, sweetheart, or do we ensure who's on? Hello, sweetheart. Who's that?
Sharon.
I thought it was Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Hi.
Well, Mandy Masters here with us, Sharon. And you know what? What I'm going to do, where are you calling from, Sharon?
From Alaska.
Alaska. Wow. Now, ignorant me is thinking, is that in Canada? Do tell me if it's not. Is it in America?
Yes.
I do apologize. I'm not very good with geography.
No, normal.
But I found out for us, Mandy. We have Sharon in Alaska. And can I hand you two together so that you can work together? Would you like that?
Yeah, sure.
There we go. I'll sit back.
Okay. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, how are you?
All right, thank you. Would you like me to give you just a little read of my cards and my crystals?
Sure.
Yeah? Okay, Sharon. Right. I'm going to mix my... I have six cards that I've designed, and I'm going to be mixing them up, Sharon. And I'm going to ask my guys which one is for yourself, okay? Here we go. Right, Sharon. I've got here in front of me, it's called the spiritual asking, and I feel that... I don't know whether last year was a little bit sort of all over the place for you, a little bit negative.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what I want to say to you is you've got to bring back you. I don't know whether you felt you lost your identity, but what I've got here is to get on a better pathway, Sharon. But I also feel there has been a few negative people around you. Okay? So what I'm going to do, I'm going to take some crystals now and go a little bit further. So I want to give you an insight of what is ahead of you. Sharon, do you link with anybody of the name Peter?
Not that I know of.
Right. This person is on the earth plane, and I want to say, please hold this name because I feel this is going to link around you. I also want to say to you, do study people a little bit better. All right?
Okay.
I want to go to the month of May, Sharon, and I feel that there's some decisions that you have to make, okay? May is going to be very important, all right? So now I'm going to take some crystals and I'm going to give you what I've got here. Okay. Has somebody been feeling a little bit depressed or taking some form of like an antidepressant?
Yes.
Who is that, Sharon?
My husband.
Okay. I feel that, is he still on these?
I'm sorry?
Is your husband still on these?
Yes, he's still on meds.
Yeah. Now, my guides are telling me that, with your husband, you know, I'm not going to say, oh, he's going to be better tomorrow. I feel that You have got a little bit of more stressing to come in, but you've also got to think of yourself because sometimes your energies around your husband, it won't be so good for you. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and I just feel that it's like you need to look at, well, what about me? Where am I going? You understand?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes. Let's take another crystal. Okay. Right. What I want to say to you is you have to look on the horizon that it's not all doom and gloom. things, for the last 5 years, I feel there's been a slight cloud around you, Sharon. Okay? And I want to say to you, you've got to look on the horizon. Okay? Now, would the name Elizabeth mean anything, please?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what link is Elizabeth?
That is his, well, is it on here or crossed over?
Have you got, has she passed?
No, she, he has a sister named Elizabeth.
He has a sister?
Yes.
Yeah. With your partner's family, do you understand them or has there been anything that has stressed you there?
Not with his family, no.
Oh, because as I've got this crystal, I've got family problems, Sharon. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What I also feel is with your husband, there's something this year, and I want to go to the month of July. There's some things to be sorted out July, Sharon.
Okay.
All right. And are you happy where you are based, where you live?
No, not at all.
No, because my guides are saying, you know, in where you are, the energies are not good. And I don't know whether you've been looking at moving, whether it's possible you can move, but I feel once you come away from where you are, your life is going to change.
Yeah, we are moving in May.
Yeah, in May. There you go.
Yeah.
But Sharon, I want to say that, you know, have a bit more patience with hubby, okay? You know, I feel by September, October, I'm seeing a new door opening, and I feel that there's a lot of changes that are well-deserved with you, okay? Is a mother gone, Sharon? Is there a mother passed?
No.
Right, there's a lady coming here, okay? I'm going to tell you, there's this lady. She's a very large lady, Sharon, okay? But she's giving me such a motherly feeling. Now, whether she's linked to your mum or your partner's mum, but she's giving me this lovely, lovely feeling. But when she was on the earth, okay, it's like she would have been there for quite a few people. She's giving me like such a motherly love.
Yeah.
Okay, now just remember that this year when you come to the September, October, a lot of things will change. You know, I don't feel there's a dark cloud in front of you. I feel there's changes. And obviously May, there's a lot of things to be done. Be positive for May, June, won't you, Sharon?
I'm sorry?
I said be positive for May.
Oh,
May.
I will, yes.
And lots of love to you. Was that all right?
Yes, thank you so much.
All right, you take care.
Lovely Monday. That was fantastic. Is that your first radio reading?
No, I have actually done one other radio reading a few years ago.
Yeah, okay. We're doing really well. You're enjoying it?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, oh, thank you so much. And thank you on Sharon's behalf. And Sharon, if you're still listening in the background there, you can get a copy of the show on Blog Talk Radio. You can listen back to your own reading, because obviously you don't always remember everything. That fantastic reading. I'll tell you, whatever Mandy said will happen. I can guarantee that. I'm living proof of it. Okay, I do believe we have Penny on the line. Are you there, Penny?
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
That's a pleasure, sweetheart. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Shall I guess the country, Penny, or shall I not try?
it
sounds like
state.
America.
Yes,
where?
It is. Yep,
well.
It is in America.
Okay, darling. I mean, America's such a large country, isn't it? You know, obviously massive. But let's have a look and see what we've got with you. Is there anything specific, Penny, that you wanted to ask, or do you just want me to link in with you?
I'm just looking for whatever messages Spirit has me to get me through these next few months.
Okay, darling, let's have a look and see what we've got. When I was drawing into your energy and looking at your name on the messages that we have, when we know who's coming in next, I was getting a toothache, sweetheart, on my top right-hand side. Has anybody had a toothache recently or needed to get their teeth looked at?
from. I haven't, but that is something I've been thinking about. So I do have problems with my mouth, but...
Okay, because they're just telling me about this torus on this right-hand side, and it feels like it's pulling and it's aching. I don't know if it's your gums or whether it's your torus, but that's the feeling that I've got there, sweetheart. Okay. I do feel like I've got a lady linking with me from the spirit world who maybe had stomach complaints, okay? I've got quite a sort of a deep feeling within my stomach, okay? And I'm pulling around my chest area as well, right? I feel that she's on your mother's side of the family, so we're either looking at mother or grandmother here. Okay, do you understand this, sweetheart?
Yes, I do.
Okay, she's drawing in quite closely to you, and she's telling me that you're squinting a lot. Have you been squinting, as in, you know, when you close your eyes and almost like the light is affecting your eyes, or maybe you're needing to wear a pair of glasses, or...
Yes, I do.
Yeah, because she's just saying, could you go get your glasses on?
Okay, I should.
Yeah, go get those glasses on, you've got them, why don't you wear them? Right, she's just telling me about that, okay. I do want to give you a name, Maria or Mary. Is this relevant with you, sweetheart?
A little bit.
Okay.
It's a little bit.
A little bit, just take it because it's there for a reason. And I feel like I've got two things going on with you that are a little bit unsettling, and they're telling me work and home. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Are you looking at relocating?
Yes.
Yeah, because you know when I'm having a laugh with everybody and saying what country you're in and what's the name of it, I feel like you won't be where you are, sweetheart. I feel like you're moving. Okay. And around that, there's connections of change of job. Okay, so I get a sense that you will maybe get a job and move nearer to the job, okay? Or you've got a partner and he's moving job or something like that and you're moving house, okay? Who's Michael around you, Penny?
I'm sorry, could you say that part again?
Michael.
Gosh, I can't pinpoint a Michael. I have an uncle, Mike, but I don't really see him much at all.
Fine. They just give names as evidence. There's somebody in the spirit world, not the lady in the spirit world, that's giving me the name Michael. That's all it is, sweetheart, and that's what I do. I tend to just, they name a lot of people with me, and I just pass it on, okay?
Okay.
They're giving me number four with you as well, Penny. So is a four in a door, or is there a four in a month connected around you within your family?
Yes, my dad's birthday is in April.
Dad's in April, okay. And dad's earth side, is he?
Yes, he is.
Not in spirit. Okay. Right, okay. It's more grassy where you're going, sweetheart. I don't know whether it's grassy where you are now, but I see fields and grass, okay? And I connect in the month of July with this, with changes, big changes coming in around you. But I feel like you're working towards this. Do you understand?
I do. I'm really stuck right now. I kind of feel like I'm at a crossroads, but I don't know. What way to go?
I get like that. Every single person who's listening to this show and who's in this world comes to a crossroads. But it's usually when you're at this point in your life, things are going on behind the scenes that are making the changes, and you have a little few surprises. So I feel there's a letter coming to you within the next few weeks, which will make the difference for you. It's almost like something has to be put in front of you in order for you to make the decision. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so it's coming, sweetie. It is coming towards you, okay?
Okay.
Who's Amelia?
I don't know. I don't know an Amelia.
Is there anything that sounds like Amelia?
Not really that I can think of offhand. I keep thinking of the name Kylie, which is my niece, but that's not really that close.
Nothing like it. So just take that Amelia or something that sounds like Amelia and it'll come in somewhere for you. Who's got the January birthday, sweetheart? Birthdays or passing, celebrations of life or celebrations of passing from the spirit world. They're giving me January.
Oh, I can't think of anybody that was last month here. Or this month?
No, birthdays or passing. I want to go back about 8 years here. Is this a friend of yours?
8 years? Yes. Now that you say that, yes. Yep.
Yeah, coming to bring you some love. Okay. Now, listen, sweetheart, thank you so much for calling into the show. And take a listen back to your reading on the blog talk. And it's my last show, so, you know, thank you for being a part of it.
Oh, thank you for letting me be a part of it as well.
Big pleasure. You'll hear me again, sweetie. Get in touch with Mandy as well. Mandy's on Mandy's Phenomenal. So she's got her own websites there and Facebook pages. So she's there and available. Everybody, if you want to get in touch with Mandy Masters, www.mandymasters.com. Okay. All over the world, she'll be able to reach you and you'll be able to reach her. And myself, Medium Sarah Meb. Thank you, Penny, sweetheart.
Oh, thank you.
Really,
and best luck to you.
Thank you, darling. Okay.
You're welcome.
Wonderful. Okay, we have Mary Lou online next. Mary Lou, are you there, sweetheart?
I am.
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm good.
And where are you?
New Orleans, Louisiana.
I know that's America, Mary Lou. I know that's America. Mary Lou, my darling, I'm going to connect you with the fantastic Mandy Masters. Over you go, ladies.
Oh, hi, Mary Lou.
Hello. I enjoyed listening to your story.
Oh, bless her. Would you like a little reading? Should we have a look and see what's going on around you?
I would love that.
Yeah, okay. Mary Lou, has your dad gone to Spirit World?
Has what?
Has your father passed to Spirit World?
Yes.
And do you ever, I'm being asked to ask you, do you ever sense Dad? Do you ever know when he's around you?
I sense spirits. I sometimes can't tell if it's Dad.
Right, because I'm getting a really strong link, and my guides are saying this is father link, okay? But what is it about your hair? You've been talking about your hair, or, I don't know, I've got to go with your hair, Mary Lou.
My hair is brown because I buy the right product.
Right.
As opposed to gray.
Right. Has anybody recently done something of a change to their hair? Were you talking to anybody about their hair?
No. Someone talked about getting hair plugs.
Hair plugs?
Yeah, I don't know if they did it or not.
Right, okay. Let me take one of my cards for you. Right. You know, what I've got here at the moment, it's my positive and negative card. And there'll be some days you will feel really positive what you want to do, and then there'll be other days you will get a little bit negative. Okay? Now, who was it that has had big trouble with their vehicle? Who's had the big trouble with their vehicle?
I don't know.
Are you sure it's not coming in to do with a friend, Mary Lou? Because what I've got here, I'm picking up that your father will be very much around you when somebody is so annoyed and it's all to do with their vehicle. Okay? But it'll be your father that will be next to you when they're telling you of all the problems, and they're really stressed out with this. Now, I'm going to take some crystals for you as well, okay? So let's see what the bag of crystals are giving you. Okay, the family crystal comes up. Is everything all right with you and your family?
It appears to be. I mean, I'm dealing with some house issues, but...
Yeah, it's not health.
I've got that...
Again, I don't know whether you get much involved around family problems, but someone comes to you very soon. They're coming to you very soon, and I keep seeing papers, documents, and they're a little bit worried about something. And again, it'll be your father that will be watching. All right? Okay? Let's take another crystal to see what else is going on. Right. Is anybody having a baby around you?
No, but I get asked that a lot.
Well, you've got the pregnancy crystal here, and I feel somebody is going to be coming to you and saying about this baby, but I didn't feel it's planned. Now, I've also got to mention about a business, Mary Lou. I feel I've got to say someone's got to do this. Someone's got to change and do this business. Would you understand that?
I have a business.
Yes, but are you wanting to do something else with that, though? Or maybe another thing?
I want to do the same thing. I just want to do it better.
Right. Will you be more positive about it? Because I get the next 6 months, I do see another door opening, though, Mary Lou. I'm seeing somebody talking to you about doing another thing that will maybe connect with what you do, and I want to say yes to it. Because I feel that there's more to you, and it's like this year is a definite yes. Now, I've also got to give you the name Margaret.
Okay.
Does that name link with you at all?
No. Right. I've been asked that recently before, too, and I don't know what that is.
Right. Now, this name, this lady's name, is on the earth plane. Okay, she's not past the spirit. But she's going to be very much later on linked with something she's going to talk about to do with your business. Now, your gut feelings, when you look at people, do you get gut feelings that are saying, yes, they're all right, or no, they're not?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. I'm getting she will be fine. This Margaret, if it's not Margaret, it could be Marguerite. It's similar. And I feel that there's a good connection. Now, I also am getting that a friend, a female friend, may have to have a little bit of treatment later. And it's like a few hospital appointments to get herself back on form. And if you're not aware of this at the moment, you will be soon. I also have got to give you the name of Christine. Do you know who that is?
I have one friend named Christine, but she lives far away.
Do you ever speak to her? Do you ever have any contact with her?
We're Facebook friends.
Yeah. Well, there's something emotional that's going to go on around her soon. Now, you're either going to read about it or she will tell you. But that's what I'm getting there.
Okay.
As I've took another crystal, I've got the healing crystal here. And what I've got is there's something that will niggle you that went on to do with past. And I feel you've got to close past doors. Okay?
Okay.
Never open past doors that kind of wasn't good for you. Keep past doors closed. I've also got the name James. Do you know the name James?
I have an Uncle James, an Uncle Jim.
Right, on the earth plane.
On the earth plane.
Yeah. Do you have any contact with him?
I'm Facebook friends with his kids. I don't bother people a lot. I don't call and bother people.
Okay. Well, there's something coming up about him as well. But, you know, I do feel that the next 6 months is very, very important for you. And, you know, as I said, I feel if you've got the business now, there is something else that can come with this and it will be good, okay? But you've got to be 100%. If that's what you want to do, you go for it, all right?
Okay.
Was anything before Christmas? Before Christmas, I want to go to October. I keep picking up, I've got to go with health. It's before Christmas.
Yeah.
Did anybody have problems around their health then?
I can't think of anybody.
Right. Because whoever that was, I want to go October, but I feel something is coming in again with this person. Please hold on to that. I need you to go back October. All right. I didn't feel it was you, though. I didn't feel it was your health. But what I want to say before I end with you is, this year, again, as I say, in the next 6 months, be positive, okay? There's some great energies ahead for you. But always, always be wise. study people and go with your gut instinct. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. God bless.
All right. Good night.
Oh, that was wonderful, Amanda. I do love to hear you read, you know. Well, thanks. Such a privilege to have you on the show. You know, when I, Ara and I get moving on our radio show, definitely come on with us. Because I know that she would want to have you on there. But you're definitely working together, I hope so, soon in the near future with you. But we've got another caller on. Area code 727. Are you there? Hello? 727, it sounds like an aeroplane.
Hello.
Hello, darling, who's that?
This is Rose.
Hello, Rose, sweetheart, how are you?
I am a little chilly in Florida today. The weather's a little bit cold.
Oh.
Yeah, it's unusual for Florida, but we've got, well, not cold by English standards, that's for sure.
Okay. You've got a slight accent there, Rose, and I'm trying to work out what it is. It doesn't sound like an American accent to me.
No, actually, it's a mongrel accent because I'm English. I've lived here a long time.
I'm trying to work out what part of England it's from because I'm usually pretty good with accents. Nothing to do with spirit, but trying to work out what part of England it's from. Maybe if you talk to me a little bit more, I can have a guess
I am from Devonshire.
Ah, I'm not too sure I've heard a Devonshire accent now that I've said that. I should have to go down and have a Cornwall area, isn't it?
Yeah, I just went home for 3 weeks, and all the TV shows are all northern accents, so you don't hear a Devonshire accent anyway. Everything on TV was all northern accents, so that wouldn't be a common thing. So, yeah, nice talking to you.
Oh, thank you for calling in. Is there anything you want me to look at for you?
Yeah, in the next couple of months or, you know, what's coming up. Anything at all from Spirit.
Okay. It will come from Spirit, and it's not always the next couple of months. Because in Spirit, sometimes they don't always have the time that we have. They'll mention months and stuff like that. But it could be this year, next year, whatever. But I will link in for you and see what we've got. Okay. As I'm looking though, I feel like I've got somebody with me either on the airplane or in the spirit world. I never know because they give me aches and pains, you see. I've got really achy legs. Tops of my legs are really aching, just continually aching. And I feel like I've got problems around my throat, back of my throat, whereby there was some sort of, something there on my chest. Okay. I'm aching all over, to be perfectly honest with you. Let's just see if I can get some names for you. 4 months. Okay. I want to give the month of May here, Rose, as being significant with you as either a birthday or a passing with somebody.
What is it about the month of May? I'm sorry, didn't get you.
May. The month of May is significant with a birthday or a passing with somebody.
The passing of someone?
Or a birthday. It's family birthday, or it's when somebody passed to the spirit world.
You mean somebody's going to pass in the spirit world?
No. That's one thing I've said to spirit. Never, ever tell me when people are going to pass. So I never get that information, okay? Well, not intentionally, I don't get it. Is there anybody's birthday in your family in May?
That's a really good question. No, not really. But you see, I also had friends or friends of my family that are called aunts and uncles too. So they are family, but not, you know, physical. You know what I mean? They're not actual family. I can't think of anybody in May, but.
Okay, just take it because that's what's been given to me. Is there anybody around you by the name of Sue? Susan or Sue?
There might be in one of my friends. So many people have passed away that I knew, and it's just not coming to mind. But it doesn't mean that I won't think of it after I'm off the phone.
No, you can listen back afterwards to take the information. For some reason, I want to give the 17th of May as being significant with you. They're giving me the 17th of May. Okay. I'm being shown a cottage here as well, Rose, where I feel there's a dark wood door, and the shape in the middle of it is like an oval carved out piece of wood where there could have been quite a big glass panel there, okay? And I feel like this is back home around about the Devon area, okay? And I'm surrounded by flowers as well, as lots of flowers there, right? Now, on the door, they're showing me, a 70 or something to do with 70s. Do you understand this?
Well, I was born on a 17th, and that could be, although I don't remember, I was born in Mowbray House there in Exeter, and Mowbray House is a very old building. Now, it could be that.
Right, okay. I don't know if they're telling me yes or no there, but I do feel like I've got the link with the information that you're giving to me. I also want to give you the name Tom or Thomas. Have you got a Tom or a Thomas around you, sweetheart?
Somebody that I know.
Yes, you have a family member or friend, the Tom or Thomas they're talking about.
No, not at the moment.
Tom. Do you go back, darling, because I want to go back. Back in the family.
Oh, there was a Tom, 30 years ago.
Yep, that's it. I don't know why they've mentioned him, but I'm not going to deny him, but they're just giving me this Tom, and I know it goes back. Okay. Have you had problems with fencing? Because I'm seeing either a fencing blown down or a fence needing to be fixed.
No, I live in an apartment.
Okay. Is there anybody around you? I can see a picket fence somewhere. Well, who is it that's got the fence or the picket fence? Or the fence needs repairing?
I'm trying to think it could be one of my friend's houses.
Yeah.
Because the wood kind of rots after a while here.
It's a picket fence. It's not a tall fence. It's a small one. And it's almost like I feel like it needs pulling up or repairing. I do want to give you the name Elizabeth as well, sweetheart. Have you got an Elizabeth around you, Liz?
Yeah, I have a friend called Elizabeth. I haven't seen her in a while, actually.
Okay. Now, have I got Dad up in spirit here? Your Dad?
Have you got... You what?
Is your Dad up in spirit?
No.
So, somebody's just said Dad. Okay? So, let me just try and find out who they are. The man that I can see has got almost like a fawn-coloured cardigan on with a zip-up, okay? So this, I don't know if this is granddad or dad, but I'm not passing dad off, so don't worry about that, sweetheart. I'm given the name of Stephen as well. He's talking about Stephen. Is there a Stephen around you?
There was a Steve that I was in love with many years ago.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, so they're just obviously bringing that memory in with you with this, Steve.
Yeah, I actually don't want some of these past ones I don't want.
Okay. For some reason, that's all they're giving to me at the moment. Right, let's see if we can put it forward then, because we have to give the evidence then to bring it forward. Okay, where are we going, please? Okay. They're telling me the June the 12th for you. Almost like changes in contracts coming in, something to do with signing something around about June 12th. So can you look out for that date? Because I feel like there's a letter or something landing on your door. Okay.
So like June 12th is something exciting happening?
Well, it's a contract of some sort. Okay. It's something that you've got to sign. It's a letter that's coming your way. Or it's around that time. The movement is happening around that time. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling like you want to make some changes in your apartment as well, almost like, I don't know, you want new curtains or blinds or whatever, but they're just showing me changes around your home. But I don't really see movement around your home, as in moving home at the moment, okay?
I really don't want to move from here at all.
No, but I just feel I want to change it a little bit, okay? Is there like a hallway or something with a blue rug in it, Rose?
Yes.
Yeah, because they're just showing me the hallway and they're showing me the blue rug. Okay. And they're telling me to tell you symbolically that that rug isn't going to be pulled under your feet. So if somebody around you is trying to cause trouble, and takes them from you or cause trouble so that you get into trouble. Do you understand this, sweetheart?
Yeah, I do. You mean, because I live in an apartment complex, and we have had problems here only recently, because it's a very nice place to live. So that would sort of ring a bell with me.
Okay, darling, they're just telling me that rug isn't going to be pulled under your feet, that just stay firm, stand firm, do you understand? Keep your feet rooted. Imagine yourself as, this is mine, this is where I live, this is where I desire to be. Work on your desires and not your fears. Don't be thinking, oh, something's going to happen, it's going to change. Don't be feeling like you're having to hang on and hold on to something, okay? Because I feel that it's all okay. And this is what I feel around this letter or something coming around about 12th of June, because I feel like it's a syndicate of letters that is going around. It's almost like something to do with information. Do you understand?
Is it good news?
Yes. I've already said, you know, the rug is your... explains your haul and your rug. Give me a little bit of evidence from the past. My feeling is it's positive. You'll know where you stand. Do you understand?
I'm a really good person to live around. I mind my own business, and I really like living here. And I think my lease is up this month, and I'll be signing a new one. So I really like it here. I don't think I'm going to live here forever, but I'm very happy here right now.
There you go, darling. So if that's what you wanted to know, if that's what you're thinking of, I've already given that to you. Because I said it to you before you said to me. Remember when I said to you, you might change the decor where you are, but you're not moving from where you are. So if that gives you a little bit of peace of mind, I hope that's helped you.
Oh, I do. I appreciate it so much. Thank you so much.
Thanks ever so much for calling in, darling. Really appreciate it.
Have a blessed day.
Back up and you, darling. Thank you. Right. We do have another caller online who I know the lovely Mandy will be working with. And we have line 954. I haven't seen that number before, 954 area code. Hello.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Hello,
oh,
darling.
Hold on. Yes, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can. I can hear you.
Okay, great.
Who am I speaking to?
My name is Luciana.
Luciana.
Hi.
Luciana. Oh, you sound beautiful.
Yes.
Okay, sweetheart. I'm going to hand
you
over to Mandy for you two to work together. You okay, Mandy?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Hi, darling.
Is it Luciana? How do you say your name?
Oh, Luciana.
Luciana.
Exactly.
Oh, how are you? Are you all right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Let's have a little look at the crystal, shall we? Shall we see what information I'm getting from my crystals?
Yes, whatever you get, please tell me.
Okay. Luciana, it's a beautiful name. I keep seeing crying. I keep getting tears.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah. I've got to say, okay, I don't feel the tears are with yourself. All right.
I don't understand. What do you mean? I didn't understand.
Yeah, I'm seeing somebody very soon. It is of a lady that's going to be very, very upset about a few things. But I feel you'll get this news. I feel it's travelling news. I don't see it's somebody that's close. I'm seeing news that travels. Because when I get shown a letter that's travelling, I feel it's going to be somebody that you haven't spoken to for a while, and you get the news. And I don't feel this is going to be too long before you get this, okay?
What is the news? Is good? Because you said crying.
Yes, I feel they're upset about something, okay, but they will be telling you, all right? Now, I also... I've got to say...
Oh, so it's not me. Okay,
no,
good.
No.
Okay, good.
Are you sleeping okay?
Yes.
Right. Do you ever, when you sleep, are you ever disturbed or woken up for about 2:30 in the morning?
Oh, yes. I'm very intuitive. So between 2, 3 o'clock, that's when the angels come out. Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah, but it's 2:30. I am being told there's two ladies in spirit that will be very much watching you. And I don't know whether it was connected to your mum and a sister. There's two ladies.
Mm. Well, not connected to my mum, no.
These ladies are past. They've passed over. And
oh,
about,
yeah, I'm aware of that. I have a lot of ancestry that's passed over.
Right.
No,
okay.
It's not on my mum.
Right. But these two ladies are around you about 2:30 in the morning. And round about the 2:30, 3:00, you definitely may find yourself, sometimes you might feel that you are quite wide awake. Okay? Do you have any weird dreams?
Oh, I'm very intuitive. So, yes, my dreams are usually like they're foretelling.
I'm being told you should write your dreams down. You should keep
I already write. I just want to know if you can see what's going to happen in the next couple of months. I already write a journal. I log into all that information. I'm very well aware of those. I just want to see if you can pick up anything like about what's happening right now in my life.
Right. What I've got with the first crystal, though, this crystal is like what I call the debt crystal, and it's all about your finances. It's all about your finances.
Okay.
All right. And I feel I've got the sign Sagittarius as well, which was November, December. And I don't know whether anything was stressing you at that time, November, December. But I feel on the money level, there's things you've got to make sure that you're coping with. It's all about your money.
Oh, okay.
All right. Now, January, February, about March time. March time is quite important, and it's sorting out. There's something to do with money, okay? Let me take another one.
Okay.
Right. Okay. I am picking up with the second crystal that you have to get on a better pathway this year. This year has got to be something that's more solid for you. Okay? And again, I keep being told, I've got to mention about a wheel. You know when you make a wheel?
A wheel, okay, yes.
Has anybody spoken about a wheel? Has a wheel cropped up? Has anybody been talking about a wheel?
No, not of lately. No.
Right. You know, with wheels, sometimes they can be quite stressing. And I've got here somebody close around you soon, and it will be soon, there's going to be like, somebody's telling you that they're going to be changing their wheel. But I feel it's going to cause mega upset. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Now, I've got here, you know, the third crystal, again, is I can't come away from your finances. So I don't know whether the next couple of months, it is quite important that you know whether things are good or bad. It's all to do with your money. It's not dropping the three, you know, I'm not getting anything.
Right. No. Yeah.
So I don't know whether. Sorry.
Oh, sorry, because I keep breaking in and out, and so I didn't understand you. And like, I apologize. My phone is just breaking in and out. What do you mean by my finance? What do you mean exactly? Finance could be so widespread, like it's so general. What do you mean?
Yeah, there's some things that you've got to sort out connecting around your own finances. There's something wrong with some paperwork. Okay, and I feel that you've got to make sure that you're understanding about it. It's to do around, I've got shown all this paperwork, and you've got to make sure that you understand what it's all about.
Okay, and what does the paperwork have to do with what?
You know, you know where you are living?
Yes.
Have you been told there has to be some changes there?
No.
Because I
what
feel...
Yes.
Yes, sorry?
Oh, yes, no, I just, sorry, no, the answer to your question is no.
Right, you have got to make sure, do you own your property?
No.
Right, I feel you're going to be cross about something. It's where you're living, okay?
Okay.
And again, I've got shown the papers. So I want to say to you that whatever it is, you've got to make sure... You understand about the papers, but it's all to do with the property or where you are living. Something's going to change.
Am I not going to move? Am I going to move?
are you around? Like, do you have other places around you? Because I feel something's going to change, and you may be asked whether you would consider a move. Would it be something you want? Would it be something you would want to do?
Oh yes, it would be. I'm very easygoing.
Well,
I wanted to know if you see that. If you see that, do you see that?
That what you're easygoing?
Yes.
Well, you know what you have to be careful of is if this all makes sense later, and you are being approached, and something is spoke about you moving. You've got to make sure whatever it is that you're going to be asked to sign, that you mustn't come out of it like worse, like financially. Because I feel that it could go in your favour, but don't let people know that you are easygoing. You're not to let people walk over you.
Not
okay?
To let people...
Would you know of the lady called Joyce?
Joyce? Now,
yes.
You have one lady called Joy, but she doesn't live in the state.
No, who is she to you?
She was a friend of mine. I mean, still is. We just haven't had contact. She owns one of my artworks.
Right. Now, I feel, you know, you said you haven't had contact. I would say in the next 2 to 3 months, there's going to be contact with that lady. Okay. All right. I also, would you understand why I've just been shown twins? What's this about twins?
I don't have any twins. I can say that. But maybe twins, I don't know if this makes sense, but my sister and I were both born on the same day, but we're 3 years apart.
Oh, but can I ask you, was there ever boy twins? Would you know why I keep being shown boy twins?
No, but I know in our generations we have had twins, but many people have had that.
Yeah,
I don't know them personally, if that's what you're asking me.
I got shown 2 boy twins. And I have to tell you, I want to go back, but I felt these two, they were men, but they went to the spirit world in the end. There's something about these two men, but I want to say I felt I needed to go back with them. I'm being told to tell you to hold on to this because there's something about these two men that passed, okay? You may have been quite young. All right. So please hold on to it because I've got to say to you, there is somebody that will show you some photos, but they're old photos, and this is where you will see these two men, and someone will say to you, they're past now. These are old photos, and they're quite small men, but please hold that, okay?
Okay.
I want to also say that. Did you feel last year was just okay? Was anything, I don't know, I just got everything was okay, but I feel there should have been more for you.
We're hoping there's always going to be more.
But
I hope it was okay. I guess, you know what, can you pick up anything on my art?
On your artwork?
Yes, thank you.
Right. I've got to say to you, there's something you need to do very different with your art this year. There's something about more, something to do with more different colour. There's, I don't know what you did last year, whether it was the kind of the same sort of art, but this year they're wanting, my guide's the same, she needs to do something more bolder.
My paintings are very vibrant.
But you need to do something that's very different. You know, Spirit World would love to be able to work with your hands. And something strange, something you're going to be, just one day you're just going to feel that your hands are not going to feel like yours. And Spirit will show you what they want you to do. The art will be very different to what you do now. But this is
I've had automatic handwriting before because I write constantly.
Yeah.
So is it something to do with the writing or something to do with the painting?
Right. No, this is going to be to do with your painting. You wait and see.
Will I travel for the painting? Will the paintings travel?
Maybe. There's something happening July, August. You'll know more about it then. But I've got to say God bless to you now.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. You have a great evening.
All right. God bless.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Monday, that was absolutely fantastic. We're on a roll, aren't we? Do you know what, Mandy? We've got one more caller here. We've got quite a few callers, to be honest with you. It's been a very busy show. And I know we've got people waiting to come through, and unfortunately, we can't get to everybody. But I think we've got time for a couple of minutes, literally a couple of minutes with one caller. And if we do this each, I don't know whether you can do that, Mandy, or not. But caller 111, are you there? All the ones. Hello.
Oh yeah. So where can I buy some dragon dildos? Because I want to like the dildos.
Ken, kill the call. Producer, kill the call.
I need to search it out because I've got a.
Okay, we don't want that one. Do we have another person on 111?
Is that me?
It's Sarah May. Hello, who am I speaking to?
Are you speaking with Queen? I was just listening, but since you came to me, any message that is to come, I will accept.
Okay, we're going to be very brief with you, sweetheart, because the last caller unfortunately took a bit of time, but don't worry. Not the one that Mandy did, but the unwanted caller that came through. Let's have a quick look.
I'm glad I was here to come behind him, actually.
Yeah, you sort him out. Shoot him out of the way. Okay. I want to give you a name, Katie, darling. Who's Katie around you?
I don't have a clue.
Okay. I knew this would be a block one. It always is when you're in a rush. Okay. I can see a journey in a car with you. I mean, I know I can't give you much information because we really are coming towards the end of the show, but I can see something to do with a journey in a car with you, that you've been asked to go somewhere. Has somebody asked you to go somewhere, sweetheart? Are you a little bit unsure about going?
I could say yes.
Right. And my feeling is don't hesitate and go. Okay. Who's John around you?
John,
J-O-H-N, John, or Johnny?
I don't know that either.
Could you take the Katie and the Johnny for me? And could you just hold on to that, because it will be with you, darling. I haven't got time to break it down with you, but I do see something telling me about a journey in a car, and you don't want to go, and it will be okay. Okay, and I'm just going to see, put Mandy on the spot here, see if you can link in quickly with this lady as well, Mandy.
Okay. What I'm picking up here, what was your name, sorry?
Queen.
Queen, okay. there's a young girl that I'm picking up that's going to be coming around you that's going to go through a real problem, relationship, okay? And this is coming in very soon, all right? I also have got to say to you that you might have to have a little blood test done, okay? Would you understand with this?
Yeah, you're telling me to have a blood test done.
There's something, it's just something you're going to have done, okay? It's nothing serious. I feel that, I don't know whether there's going to be a few days you're going to feel down, and I'm getting a blood test. The young girl, again, this is coming in as somebody being very unhappy, and I feel this is to do with a relationship. Now, I don't know whether you know who she is connecting around you.
Okay.
All right. But I also feel with yourself, I don't know, I felt a little bit of a dark cloud with you. I don't know whether you've been feeling a little bit down within yourself.
Not really, but... You know, there's moments, but not really.
Okay. Well, will you hold on to about the young girl, though? Because I feel she'll be a little bit emotional. But she is coming in around you, okay? And it's to do with a relationship.
Okay.
All right. And I think I've got her end there, haven't I, Sarah?
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Mandy. And thank you so much, Queen. I'm glad you got something from us. Please
all
do
right,
listen
well,
back to that. Okay, darling, and thank you for calling into the show. Very much appreciated. Okay. Okay, Mandy.
Yes.
I do know that you and I will be... I'm coming to see you, I think it's on the 17th of May. I've got that date right.
Yeah.
At the Pavilion in Stockingford in Nuneaton. I know it will be a sellout. And so I'm coming to see you there. And you, Mandy, are coming to the tour, the first event on the tour of Spirit in Your Hand. Yeah, with Robin Lan and Grant Collier and myself.
Yeah.
And Robin Lan is going to read your feet, isn't he?
He is, isn't he? Dr. Peter Palm is actually going to read my feet, which will be wonderful. That's what he gets.
And that, Mandy, is on my mum's birthday, the 25th of May, in Tunbridge, Kent. So everybody can find that on www.spooksavers.com. I think it's .co.uk, but do double check that. It could be a .com. Now, Mandy, I'm afraid I want to get your song in, okay, because I know that you always finalise your shows. You start them with Eva Cassidy and you finalise them with I'll See You Again by Westlife.
Yeah,
and we need time to do that because I think that's a really nice, special thing that we've shared you here, Mandy, the way that you work, and the way that you open and close your shows as well. So it's been a big part of Mandy Masters coming on to the final show of Connecting Through the Eyes of Medium Sarah May. It's been fantastic working with you, and I've loved it.
Oh, bless you. It's been good.
Okay. And Mandy, www.mandymasters.com. Get hold of her. She's fantastic. Okay. Medium Sarah May on Facebook. I would like to say a big, big thank you for the people who have followed me, have listened to me, both old followers, newcomers. I really appreciate it. And in this life, we have to live, love, and most importantly, laugh. All my love, Sarah May. Bye, Mandy. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Okay.
thanks for listening to the show. Sarah is available on Facebook. Just search Medium Sarah May, or you're welcome to follow on Twitter at May Sarah May. To book your personal one-to-one reading with Sarah May, visit her website at www.sarahmaypsychic.com or simply email maysarah58@googlemail.com or add her to Skype, Sarah May Psychic. Until next week, remember to live. Thanks for listening to the show. Sarah is